Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Our challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. If you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus in the first place, I'd encourage you to check out our Christianity 101 course first. It's available through the same website and app, 10 minutes a day on audio or video, but it'll introduce the basic concepts that we build on in these challenges. Our challenges are designed to keep us in sync as a community, even though we're not together in person. And so for that, we have a rhythm to our week, where every Monday we introduce the idea we'll explore, every Tuesday we study it in the Bible, every Wednesday we see how that changes and transforms us, Thursdays we try to apply and live it out, Fridays our prayer and reflection, Saturdays a day for rest, and then Sundays our day for community, especially Christian community. And that's why we have a brand new church, a brand new Christian community that meets in Ajax every second week. It's called Redeemer Church's Family Room. Our next service will be Sunday, June 14th. Hope you can join us. See RedeemerAjax.ca for more information on that. We're working through a series right now called Epic, where we're looking at some of the great old stories of the Old Testament, trying to see how they all fit together into one great big epic story. God's story, the story of the Bible, the story of the universe. We're seeing how it all fits together, and a big part of that is seeing where each of these stories points to Jesus. Well, there's a saying, you may have heard it before, you may have used it before. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Lots of people start emails that way, or they say it in person when they've got bad news to share, and yet they do it anyway. Even though they hate to be the bearer of bad news, they know that something needs to be communicated, even if it's hard, even if it's not on the surface good. Sometimes there are redeeming virtues in bad news. There's bad news or good news, and sometimes people will give you the choice, right? Do you want the bad news first or the good news? And everybody has their own preference on which order they like that to happen. Later on, I'm going to ask you when you've had to share bad news, but still knew it was the right thing to do. One time I remember having to do that was when I was in training to be a paramedic. We had to do some training rides with some more experienced paramedics, and I remember one of those calls was a heart-related call, so we raced there and found somebody who looked to be having a heart attack despite being only in his 40s, and we did everything we could for him. We got him in the back of the ambulance, and as we were driving to the hospital, I was in the back with the most senior paramedic while the other one was driving. And in the back at one point, we were busy doing what we needed to do. We were busy working with the monitor and giving him medications on the right schedule. We hadn't really talked to the patient in a little while about what was happening to him. We were simply treating him. And at one point, I really vividly remember him looking up at my partner and I and saying, "Am I having a heart attack?" I remember things just kind of paused, even though the ambulance was still driving down the street. We still had things to do. I just felt like time stopped. And my partner and I just kind of looked at each other. My partner looked down at the patient and said, "Yes, yes you are." Now there was some bad news. For this guy in his 40s, this was going to be a scary thing. It wasn't going to mean good things for his future health. He was going to have to work extra hard to be healthy and stay healthy from now on. It was going to mean something for his career. It had all kinds of implications. This wasn't good news. But it was the truth. It was what was happening. And by acknowledging what was really happening, acknowledging the bad news that was happening as we spoke, he was going to be able to get the help he needed. If he didn't think he was having a heart attack, he might not consent to the treatment that he would need. He might not be willing to go through the lifestyle changes that would be prescribed for him. He might avoid all that help and not get healthy. So telling him the bad news was a way to help him move towards some good news. We didn't tell him that bad news because we wanted to hurt him, because we wanted to shame him, make him feel bad for not living a healthy lifestyle or anything like that. We told him the bad news because it could help him. So that's my story of having to be the bearer of bad news. And obviously some good came from it. We could help him, he could help himself. But my question for you to think about yourself and share with some people in your life is, when have you had to be the bearer of bad news? And what made it worthwhile? What made it worth doing, even though it was hard? That's a story you can share with a group. Our challenges are all meant to be shared. So share it with somebody else you know, from the train, the bus, from work, from home. Somebody else you can start a little discussion group with to meet regularly and discuss our challenges whenever you are together, even if you watch the videos or listen to the podcast separately. So there you go. There's your question. Have a great discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow as we read a story in the Bible of a prophet who had to bear some bad news as well. Bye for now.